Unit 6. Lesson F.
Game show scandals. A. Charles Van Doren. In 1950s America, television was becoming a part of everyday family life, and quiz shows were a big favourite with the viewing public. That meant sponsors were happy to pay large amounts of money to the TV companies for advertisements. A new show was launched called 21, in which two contestants, a champion and a challenger, competed against each other for a cash prize. At first, the show was not very successful because the head-to-head battles were often dull. Ratings started to decline and the sponsors were unhappy. Then a new challenger appeared and won, becoming the champion for many weeks, and his name was Charles Van Doren. He rescued the show's popularity and, in the process, not only won $129,000, but also became a national celebrity. He was even featured on the cover of Time magazine and given a 3-year contract with a TV company. But accusations of cheating began to emerge. At first, Van Doren denied them vehemently, saying, "It's silly and distressing to think that people don't have faith in quiz shows." But an investigation by the US Congress revealed that episodes of 21 had been scripted and the results fixed by the TV company in order to make them as exciting as possible. Van Doren eventually admitted his guilt. "I was involved, deeply involved, in a deception," he said. "I have deceived my friends, and I had millions of them."
B. Michael Larson. Whereas quiz shows involve knowledge, or a combination of knowledge and luck, game shows sometimes involve pure luck. Contestants spin a wheel, turn over a card, or pick a number at random in order to win or lose. One such show was Press Your Luck, in which an electronic board contained a random pattern of bonus boxes and whammies. A bonus box meant a cash prize, but a whammy meant losing everything. The show was on air from 1983 to 1986 and was not a huge success. But one viewer saw it as a way to get rich. Michael Larson realized that the patterns on the electronic board were not genuinely random. Having videoed the show, he watched parts of it frame by frame in order to memorize the patterns. When he appeared on the show as a contestant, he used his knowledge to win a total of $110,237 by avoiding all the whammies. Behind the scenes, the show's producers were panicking. Nobody had ever won this much before on a single game show. The TV company refused to hand over the prize money, their lawyers claiming that Larson had cheated. Larson argued that he had not broken any rules, and eventually he won the argument and received his money. However, the TV company declined to invite him back for the next edition of the show.
C. Major Charles Ingram. Since its first episode in 1998, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire has become one of the most popular family programs on British TV. The show offers contestants the chance to win £1 million if they can correctly answer 15 questions, which become gradually more difficult. Although more than 1,200 contestants have taken part, so far only 5 have won the maximum prize. The most famous contestant is undoubtedly Major Charles Ingram, who answered all 15 questions correctly when he appeared on the programme in September 2001. Members of the studio audience were amazed at the way Ingram seemed to guess the correct answers, often changing his mind as he mentioned all 4 possible options. The show's host, Chris Tarrant, did not notice anything unusual at the time. However, while the show was being recorded, some of the TV crew became suspicious because one member of the studio audience appeared to be coughing loudly at particularly crucial moments. The TV company refused to give Major Ingram his prize, and the police started an investigation. This led to a prosecution,
and Ingram was found guilty of cheating. His wife was also convicted, together with a university lecturer called Tequin Whittock, the man whose cough had supposedly given away the correct answers. To this day, all three maintain that they are innocent.